Hello, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. We have a very unique podcast episode to share with everybody today. We were able to do a bit of a live podcast in the middle of a local TEDx event, and so we got to interview a lot of people and ask them about their passions and what authenticity means to them.
Yeah, it was super fun. It was definitely a great way to meet people, differently from the typical networking event where you just walk around and exchange business cards, and then after the four-second chit-chat, you move on. And we got, you know, we got a few more minutes than the four-second chit-chat, and we got to kind of dig deeper and get to know people a little bit better. And they shared great stories.
Yeah, awesome stories in very compacted five-minute segments. And a few of them even want to be their own full episode guest. So you'll probably hear some of these voices again in the next few months. We're looking forward to sharing that.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Welcome to Uncover the Human, where every conversation revolves around enhancing all the connections in our lives.
Whether that's with our families, coworkers, or even ourselves.
When we can be our authentic selves, magic happens.
This is Christina Amigoni.
And this is Alex Cullimore.
Let's dive in.
Authenticity means freedom.
Authenticity means going with your gut.
Authenticity is bringing 100% of yourself, not just the parts you think people want to see, but all of you.
Being authentic means that you have integrity to yourself.
It's the way our intuition is whispering something deep-rooted and true.
Authenticity is when you truly know yourself. You remember and connect to who you were before others told you who you should be.
It's transparency, relatability, no frills, no makeup, just being.
Hey, Kat.
Hi, Rick.
It's good to be back.
I know. Welcome back.
Rick, longtime friend of the podcast, has been on before. Welcome back.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on. And well done navigating those technical difficulties there.
Which keep haunting
with
us.
The
We're going to make each interview unique just by the audio trail that we have. So...
Right on. Well, you guys are crushing it. Thanks again for having me on.
That's very kind of you to say. So let's go into some questions for you, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
First of all, what's something you're passionate about?
I am passionate. Well, you know, I'm passionate about purpose. That is my main causes with my coaching company. But I was honestly just speaking to someone over here about travel. And travel is something I'm extremely passionate about. That provides little added purpose to what I do, to get to travel and experience other cultures and see the sights, is something that I find immense purpose and passion from. So it's like I get to work in the purpose realm and then reward myself with something that brings immense purpose to my heart. Yeah.
So your purpose is purpose.
Yes, my purpose is purpose. And there are, you know, one of the things I like to say about purpose is a lot of people think, you know, purpose is one thing. It's got to be a big thing. I'm a believer in a purpose portfolio, so to speak, where, you know, we have many things that bring us purpose. And anything that brings us meaning, joy, fulfillment, we can put it right in our purpose portfolio. And that also, you know, it's good to have a varied portfolio, because if for some reason one thing you can no longer do or is no longer there, you've got many other things left in the portfolio that can keep you feeling purposeful and passionate moving forward.
How does your purpose portfolio help you be authentic?
How does it help me? Oh, my gosh. In every way. Really, it is our authenticity that seeds that portfolio. Anything that we do that comes from the heart, that comes from the soul, that makes us feel authentic is really just another stock or bond, if you will, in our purpose portfolio. So it is my authenticity. It is, you know, my unique blend or Rick Harrigan stew, if you will, of authenticity.
We've got a stew of purposes.
A stew of purposes.
Yes.
One authenticity.
A purpose stew.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Rick.
Absolutely.
I definitely have to have you back for tubboys.com.
Oh my gosh, tubboys forever. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Uncover the Human, where every conversation revolves around enhancing all the connections in our lives.
Whether that's with our families, coworkers, or even ourselves.
When we can be our authentic selves, magic happens.
This is Christina Amigoni.
And this is Alex Cullimore.
Let's dive in.
Authenticity means freedom. Authenticity means going with your gut.
Authenticity is bringing 100% of yourself, not just the parts you think people want to see, but all of you.
Being authentic means that you have integrity to yourself.
It's the way our intuition is whispering something deep-rooted and true.
Authenticity is when you truly know yourself. You remember and connect to who you were before others told you who you should be.
It's transparency, relatability, no frills, no makeup, just being.
Hey.
How's it going, Ethan?
It's good. It's good to see you guys,
good
as
to
always.
See you.
Good to see you again.
Well, yes. Welcome to Uncover the Human. We're so glad you're on here.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
So we just have a couple questions for you. Starting off, what's something you're passionate about?
Climate change.
Wow, no hesitation. All right.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be passionate about climate change?
Oh, man. Okay, let me specify. I'm passionate about climate change solutions. So
you're not passionate about the issue itself
no.
becoming bigger?
No.
Not the climate changing all the time.
Yeah. So I'm passionate about doing whatever we can to accelerate the deployment of renewable energy and how we can get to 100% renewable energy as quickly as possible.
Love that. That's great.
Yeah. That is something important to be passionate about.
Yeah. I'm passionate about it because I feel like it's, especially the clean energy piece, that's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle. You know, there's so many things need to happen for us to get to a truly sustainable future. But I think that's the one that would have the biggest impact and also one where I can use my skills to help with the problem and help with the solutions.
That's awesome.
Yes, that is awesome. So how does your passion help you manifest your authenticity?
That's a very interesting. We go from 0 to 100 on questions here.
It's a public podcast.
I feel like
one, curious to hear your thoughts, Alex, too, but I feel like authenticity is probably one of my bigger strengths. And so because I'm passionate about it, it's just so much easier for me to talk about that versus any other topic because I care about it. And I get so engaged at people, you know, people tell me, oh, your eyes light up or whatever.
Yeah.
And
the
authenticity is a really big piece of it. And I've had a variety of jobs in this space. I'm still trying to find the niche or like where I can have the biggest impact, where I feel the most fulfilled. But one of my jobs was doing grassroots organizing. And so the authenticity piece was really important for that, you know, getting people engaged, getting people to care as I'm recruiting volunteers and getting people to care about the campaigns we would work on.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Contagious passion.
Your eyes do light up.
Yeah. We're going to have to say that on the recording. Because it's for everybody listening. The eyes are lit.
Yeah. You just have to imagine them because you can't see them.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ethan.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad to have you on.
It's an honor, honor to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Eleanor, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Uncover the Human.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes.
So we're going to jump right into just a couple questions. First off, what's something you're passionate about?
So passionate about a lot of things, but probably the main things for me is STEM education, is women in tech leadership, and human spaceflight as well. Yeah. I've always been passionate about space since I was little. I was interested in that. And my journey along the way took me into the Air Force. I was a pilot in the Air Force and then transitioned out into the aerospace sector about 4 years ago. I work for Lockheed Martin now and engineer by trade, program manager there for some of our human spaceflight development work that we do. So it's just really exciting to work on projects to help humans, you know, habitate the moon and eventually Mars. And so, yeah. And I think back to all of the experiences I had when I was younger and just how much that helped me down my path, you know, and learned about these experiences. And so I'm really passionate about giving back and being involved in STEM outreach opportunities for like youth and women. Yeah.
Wow. That's like one of those That's things so that cool. like you see in TV shows and you hear that exists. People that have been in the Air Force and got into aerospace and are working on that, and it's like, wow, that, like, it exists.
Yeah, like we're like meeting a movie plot line.
I'm waiting for the NCIS.
I joke, my friends, I'm like, well, I build space stations and rovers during the weekday, and I hunt terrorists on the weekends. It's fine. I'm in the Air Force Reserve, too, so I keep a boring life.
Meet you at the soccer game.
Just stay on my good side. We'll be fine. Anyway,
really cool. Well, especially the outreach and the giving back, definitely need more women representation in tech and in STEM in general.
And literally everything.
Among many things. So our second question for you is, how do you define authenticity?
I think for me, authenticity is when really like what your interests and passions are and who you are as a person in your personal and your private life really align with how you act and in your things you do in your professional life and in your career. And you know, I think when those things are aligned in your passions and your values, and that's how you act with everyone, I think that is authenticity for me. And, you know, I found it so ironic. I literally just today was working on end of year feedback for people. And in the two different feedbacks that I gave, I literally used the word, you know, authentic leaders, because that's always been super important to me, you know. And I think it kind of comes from the values I had instilled in me, you know, long ago in the military and, you know, all of the things. And just, you know, we can't do the things we do, these hard things, if we're not going to be compassionate leaders who are authentic and take care of our people. And that kind of goes back to my military roots. So
true. We can't do the hard things that we're supposed to be doing.
That's a great answer.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you both.
Let us know when the flight to Mars is ready.
I know. Yes. I'm working on it. I'll be on the first flight.
Well, Jovan, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Uncover the Human. This is our pop-up podcast version.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The one thing we know about Jovan so far is that he has incredible poetry. So thank you so much for sharing that. And we would love to ask you just a couple of questions. And starting with, what's something you're passionate about?
Oh, I'm passionate about a lot. That's for sure. My motto is love what you fight for, fight for what you love. So I don't waste too much time in my life. Everything I'm doing, I'm defending. So I am a teacher. I'm a wrestling coach. I'm a poet. I'm an uncle. And all of these roles that I fulfill, I really do think that I fulfill them in a way that is really full-bodied. And so extensions off those roles are all sorts of things, right? So when you're in a classroom, you're into not just your teaching, but, you know, your equity. And I teach student leadership at a really challenged middle school in North Aurora. I also teach at an experiential learning school. So right now I'm leading a class that's called We're Building a Museum. And with my 96 freshmen, we're building our own empathy museum in our school. And so I have a lot of autonomy in the world that I work in. And that's by design, because I wouldn't work there if I didn't. I'm also, you know, a diabetes advocate, but a lot of stuff in my life. I really believe, you know, in walking what you talk. And so that's why I don't really call myself necessarily an activist. A lot of people probably call me that, but I really feel like I just put a lot of energy into the places that I really care about. So.
Can we put an empathy museum in every office, school,
that
building?
That needs to be a core curriculum.
Yes, corner, traffic
really
light.
I think that, it was a late idea. I had one of my co-teachers was going to do something similar to what I was doing, and I was like, you know, I think I got this. I just need to kind of get the right tools together and reach out to the right people. And it's been so fun watching the kids study. We had a curator in from the Denver Museum of Arts and Science just like this on Tuesday. And like, you know, just watching them actually be excited for it. You know, it's a little bit of an esoteric concept. So for them to be like, yeah, I'm game. Like, mister, I have some ideas on how we can, you know, we have a student who's writing a story of empathy about their grandmother's pupusas, right? And he's like, look, I really think I could, like, actually bring my grandma in. I could also, like, teach people how to, like, fluff the dough. I could also, like, bring in samples for people. And it's, like, cool watching, like, them be really excited to be vulnerable, which is really rare, particularly following the tightness that the pandemic kind of put on the education world. So super proud to be in the role that I'm in.
So yeah, cool.
Really, really powerful. Very cool.
Stories of connection, and yes, especially stories of connection that involve food. I mean,
yes,
can't get better.
Yeah, even that. Yeah. Well, we have one other question for you. How do you define authenticity? You seem like you live it.
Yeah, sure. And I actually judge it a lot. I'm if you sat in on me and my girlfriend's conversations on the couch, I'm judging when people are being fake a lot. I can tell lip service, you know. I think I don't know. Just last night I was running a youth poetry slam for Littleton Public Schools, and I was telling the kids about some secrets that I have to performing. And one of the things I told him, I was like, look, I have, like, one of the biggest judges in my entire life on a daily basis, and it's my 7-year-old nephew, Kaysen. And Kaysen will see straight through you in a heartbeat. If you are reading bedtime story at him, he will know, right, that you need to really turn it up and read it to him. I mean, you need to join it, and then you need to lean into the identifiers of the story. I also told the students last night, one of the hardest things in the entire world to do when you read poems, especially when you're nervous and it's your first time, blah, 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 is you have to hear yourself. And I think that's where authenticity really comes from to me, is like the ability to hear yourself and be able to impact yourself. And even sometimes when I'm reading a poem and I can actually hear the story of my little nephew, I hear it, it impacts me. And knowing that loop allows you to be really vulnerable and authentic. And I think that's a lot of what it takes. It takes breath. It takes consistent discovery, investigation. I always say diversification, right? Authenticity is, to me, like it's a recluse thing, right? Especially in our society today, it's really hard to find yourself. And so when you can and deliver from that, the most wonderful things come out, I mean, of people when they can find that and deliver themselves. That's why I coach wrestling as well. That's why I coach that sport, because there's not a lot of, like, ability to excuse onto somebody else. You have to, like, really be accountable. And I guess I never thought about that, how accountability and authenticity have to kind of go hand in hand, and they don't get to live in different worlds, in my own opinion of it, you know, so.
Yeah, I never thought about it either, but it's true. Accountability and authenticity do go hand in hand.
It's huge. Yeah, you couldn't have it without it. And yeah. I can't believe, we've asked this question a dozen times, and that has never come up. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for
joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for stopping
Very
by.
Good. Excited to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. So we just have a couple questions for you. First of all, what's something you're passionate about?
So I'm very passionate about global citizenship. That's something that really drives my work and also my day-to-day. So I'm working on some projects also related to education. That started in higher education, but now I'm extending it to, I would say, high school and middle school level. Trying to get that, teach kids about global citizenship and, you know, to be able to relate to other people in other countries earlier in their education and not just, you know, when they are about to graduate from college. So
extremely important.
Yes. What does global citizenship mean to you, just to help identify for everyone?
It's a way to relate to others in a very respectful way. And that means to be able to communicate and to exchange ideas, to be able to work actually with people that are not necessarily from your same culture, and always respecting, you know, the different points of view. And I think that comes not only with you being able to watch, you know, like maybe an international TV show or being able to travel, but you have to go through the process of reflection And that really is what makes you be able to communicate and to actually work with others from other cultures. That has been my personal experience, you know, as an immigrant in this country. So, exactly. And that will be shown in your work, but then it also will be shown in your community with your neighbors, you know, like, and whatever group that you work with or participate in. So it goes beyond your work. It's actually part of your lifestyle too.
That's wonderful.
Well, that's a good segue into our second question, okay, which is, how do you define authenticity?
Authenticity, I think, first of all, is something that you can learn to work in if you don't feel that you are being authentic, right? For me, authenticity is to be able to select what you feel it's important based on your own principles, and being able to not only speak about them, but actually live a life that, you know, you're basically applying that concept. So if I'm being authentic in my life, it will show, you know, in everything that I do.
So true. Not just speak about it, but live it. And exactly, it shows.
And I think that you do not always do it naturally. So it may be something that you have to learn. And again, going back to what I just said about, you know, global citizenship, it's something that you have to reflect about.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love the global citizenship idea. I love that bringing authenticity. Thank you so much for sharing this.
I appreciate it. I love that you guys liked it. So thank you.
Nice to have you. Welcome to Uncover the Human. So we'd love to ask you just a couple questions. So to start with, what's something you're passionate about?
I'm actually really passionate about pottery. So I go to the Boulder Pottery Studio twice a week, and it's become my new passion topic. So much so that I maybe could be a full-time ceramicist. Yeah. Which is so different to what I actually do day-to-day. Yeah.
Well, now I have two questions. What is day-to-day for one?
Yeah. I work in a consulting company, so I do a lot in the technology, digital space, and then business improvement type space. So I spend all day at my laptop. Moving from there over to be at the pottery wheel is quite different. I get to exercise a bit of more of a creative side of my brain as well.
And the second question then being, what is it about pottery? What do you love about it?
It's the right balance of creativity and structure, because the clay you still need to keep in a symmetrical form. It needs to be centered. It needs to be symmetrical. But once you have that basic form, you can then be as creative as you want to turn it into something else. Yeah, so it's the right balance for me of left, right brain.
That's really fascinating. Especially having found that and now wanting to.
Yeah. I just happenstance found it, and then I'm like, oh, I was born to do this. Yeah.
That plays right well into our next question.
Yes.
Go for it.
Exactly. Yeah. How do you use your passion, especially newly found passion, to manifest your authenticity?
I actually feel like just authenticity, I think about as me being true to my core passions, my core values, and what keeps me motivated, and I think working towards the truth day to day. So I try to put that into the hobbies that I pick up, so ceramics being one of them. I also think about it for when the role that I have in consulting, I think about it in terms of the clients and the projects and the types of things that I'm prepared to sign up to do, and the way that we converse with clients. We have a lot of client-facing stuff, and bringing my core values of what I think is truthful and honest, I bring to that day to day. That's kind of how it manifests, I guess.
Wonderful answer.
Yeah, that's great.
Great answer. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, that was it? Okay, cool. I couldn't keep going. Like, ask me more questions.
That is it.
All right, well, we are joined currently with Carol and Dana. Welcome to Uncover the Human. Carol, how are you guys doing?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We have a couple of fun questions for you. To start off with, what's something you guys are passionate about? And doesn't have to be both of you, each at a time can answer.
I would say my passion evolves around gender equality. And I think a lot of that stems from, I'm the baby of a large family. And I came to the world 7.5 years after they were all 1 and 2 years apart. So I was always trying to establish that I was significant.
That's hard.
That is hard. It's powerful.
And how does that translate to gender equality?
Well, I think because as a female in this family of majority male. I think I was told no so many times because, no, you can't do that. You're a woman or you're a girl was more of the answer. So every time I was told no, it made me want to do it even that much more. So ever since then, I think everything that I've done centered around being different and saying you can't put these things in a box and say it can only be a man's job or whatnot. So
yeah, I have two boys and it's hard to break the mold of society, even when we look at toys. You know, and it's like, I'm like, oh, those are girls' toys. I'm like, well, are they? That doesn't have to be boys and girls' toys. Right. Can it just be toys and whoever enjoys playing them?
Right. Well, and Dana is my daughter, and so she went into engineering, and she caught me one time saying, oh, my daughter is a female engineer. She goes, you're not supposed to say female in front of that. So it made me very cognizant that I was violating my own beliefs. So.
What about you, Dana? What are you passionate about?
I'd say just people in general. Like, I like getting to know the differences in people and everything. I travel a lot and like to kind of get more behind the scenes, per se.
That's what we do. That's what we love to
yes.
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So with your passions, how do you like to manifest that and help that manifest your authenticity?
Passing it back to me. Well, I'm part of it in my corporation. I'm part of a oncology women's initiative group, which a lot of what we do centers around equality and promoting women in industry in a way. So each month everyone does a different project. So when it was my turn to do my project, I specifically picked that topic and did the research behind it. And it really enlightened me to how much more inequality there was really out there, and it was almost devastating to me to think that the ERA hasn't even passed nationally. I couldn't believe that that's the fact. So it really kind of annoys me. And then, you know, especially now with the politics the way it is and it's taking away more and more women's rights, it's really aggravating me.
Yeah, that is aggravating.
It is very aggravating.
More generally, I'd say in any teams that I'm involved in, just trying to like see where people fit. When I was in undergrad, it was definitely like really ingrained in me to like figure out the strengths that each team member can bring forward and see how like you can promote that to like make a better team and whatnot. So both like formally and informally, I guess. Doing that.
Definitely speaking your language.
Yeah, that is our work. That is our love and our passion.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Projects.
Thank you for listening to Uncover the Human, a Siamo podcast.
Special thanks to our podcast operations wizard, Jake Lara, and our score creator, Rachel Sherwood.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please share, review, and subscribe. You can find our episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
We would love to hear from you with feedback, topic ideas, or questions. You can reach us at podcast@wearesiamo.com or at our website, wearesiamo.com, LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. We Are Siamo is spelled WEARESIAMO.
Until next time, listen to yourself, listen to others, and always uncover the human.